Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Erev, and daf Samach Dalet. We started last time, the last perek, perek Hamotzi Tefillin, here in Maseches Erevin. And the issue was, if you find a bunch of tefillin outside the city, and they're in a danger of getting ruined, so you want to bring them back in. The problem is, if you carry them back in, that could be a malacha, right? If you wear them back in, so that most of that might be a drabanan. Is it a masa? Are you getting a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, then it's probably not a masa. But if it's not a mitzvah, then it's a masa. And how many things are you allowed to take if it's called a masa, if it's called a burden? So we got into the issue of whether there's the mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. That was what the Gemara brought up. So the Gemara had one suggestion that the exclusion of Shabbos and Yantif is based on Yamim Yamima. Right? Yamim Yamima, the first day of the Gemara, that is what excludes Shabbos and Yantif, or even Yamim Velo Lelos there. We have the other gears of excluding Shabbos and Yantif. And then we had the other limud of Os, right? Misha Tzrichan Os, Yatzah Shabbos V'yotov, Shem Kuvan Os. And we saw that's why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, because of the Os reason. There is a discussion in the Radvaz and in the Chidah and others, and that is, let's say somebody has a hemophilia in the family, they don't have a bris. They're not allowed to get a bris. Should they wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because after all, they don't have the os of bris. So maybe they should wear tefillin because you always need two osos. So we assume not. We assume not that once tefillin is mufka from the Shabbos, so then that's it. We don't say, oh, this person doesn't have an os. It doesn't go by that. Also an interesting discussion, what status of muksa tefillin has. Because we paskin, let's say, it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. So is tefillin muksa, machmas, right? Where does it come up? You come into your seat in shul, and somebody, you left your tefillin on the seat. You're allowed to pick up your tefillin directly and just move them, right? Or let's say they're in your talis bag and a tefillin bag, and we should have two different talisim, one for Shabbos, one for weekday. But let's say somehow I'm going to use my Shabbos talis and tefillin's on top, so what am I allowed to do? There's major machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah, I think, quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, a machlokas, whether tefillin is muksa machmas chesron kiss, which would make it a more serious, intense type of muksa. You can't move that directly, even for tzorach mekomos or agufo. But if it's a klisha malachta la'isser, right, if maybe tefillin are like scissors, or like a car, right, or like, it could be big and small klisha malachta la'issers. So then maybe you can move it to agufo tzorach mekomo. And then you can pick it up directly. So that's also an important discussion of the status of muksa relating to the isra muksa. So the Gemara, towards the bottom of Samach Gimel of Beis, quoted, if you say, the Gemara had a line that said, oh, maybe all of these are asmachtas. Maybe all of these are drabanans. Right? If they're all drabanans, it really means daraisa, Shabbos and Yantif are not excluded. Really, on a Torah level, Shabbos and Yantif are zman tefillin. And these are all, and that's why we could have two. So then, it's not as mangrama, so then how do you know women are excluded? Asked the Gemara. And we assume that women are excluded from tefillin, so we say it's compared to Talmud Torah. Just like women are pturas from Talmud Torah, as the Pasuk says, so too, you see in the Pasuk, the hekesh that tefillin and kriyashma are put next to each other in the Torah. So we say whoever's pater from kriyashma is going to be pater from tefillin. And we mentioned at the end of the year, the fact that women are pturas from Talmud Torah does not mean that women don't have to learn. Right, the Rama says in Yaradeya, women have to learn plenty. They have to learn a lot. Right, they have to learn everything that applies to them, which is all of halacha, all dal chalgei shulchan aruch. But what they're pater from is the second element of Talmud Torah, and that is they don't have to know every ksos and nesivus and Reb Chaim, right? In terms of limud Torah lishma, right? And that's reflected and discussed by the Beis Halevi in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Beis Halevi talks about the gablus of the statement of Nasa v'Nishma, which is in Parshas Mishpatim. Nasa v'Nishma, right? What was the unique reflection of that statement? So explains the Beis Halevi, Yadua, the Limud HaTorah hi mishnei panim, echad kedei leida heich uma lasos. One part of Talmud Torah is obviously Loman Amanas Lasos, v'im lo yomod heich yekayim v'lo ama aretz chasid. And women are for sure included in that mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's more of a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a goal-oriented. I'm not by nashim, but men yesh od ma'ila ala nashim. There's another chiyuv that men have to nashim belimudam ena makayim shum mitzvah zaseh rak havi mavo l'kiyam ha-mitzvahs. V'nimsa talimud atzlam hari mavo la'tachlis shukiyam ha-mitzvahs lo havi tachlis ba'atzmo. Aval ha-nashim havi alimud gam mitzvah zaseh la'atzmo. K'mo anachas tefillin. V'nimsa, right, the idea of limud ha-torah lishma. just using the Torah to do the mitzvah, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. And the men have both of these elements. And that's why the Gemara says in Menachas Adi Tess, remember that Rabbi Yishmael's nephew asked him, I finished learning Torah. I learned all of Torah. So what do I do now? Can I learn Chachmas Yevanos? He says, when it's not day or night, you can learn Chachmas Yevanos. Right? Meaning, keep learning. What do you mean keep learning? I know everything. The answer is, it's not just goal-oriented. Right? It's the Maisa itself. And therefore, that is what Rabbi Yishmael told his nephew. And he says, basically, he says, that's the godless of Nasa and Nishma. Right? Nishma, Nasa, obviously you had Nishma before Nasa. If you're doing the mitzvahs, there obviously was a Nishma. There was obviously Nishma v'Nasa, and then another Nishma now. So that's that second Nishma. To have a Nishma after Nasa means even after I did it, even after I fulfilled the mitzvahs, I'm still going to learn, which reflects the second aspect of learning, Liman HaTorah Lishma. Ima Yomim Yisrael not Nishma v'Nasa, lo hayim hashmos kabalasam, rak all mitzvahs. That's why the chulu, by saying nasa v'nishma, that reflects the second, the Kabbalah, the second element too. And there's one more. He says that maybe you put two things together, that explains the Gemara in Nedarim and the Gemara in Menachos. But the Gemara in Nedarim, right? Remember, the Gemara has a few mamari chazal about why the churban happened. Yuma daftas, because of the big three averis. Baba Mesia around Daf Lamed about Shlo Danu Lifnei Mishur Sadin, the only Din Torah. And then you have Nedarim, Pei Aleph, Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They didn't make Berchas HaTorah. Berchas HaTorah, that's why the Churban happened, because you didn't make Berchas HaTorah. And why didn't they say Berchas HaTorah? So the Beis HaLevi beautifully connects this to the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara there says that you don't make brachos on Hechsher Mitzvahs. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Right, ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. You don't make a bracha on affixing the tzitzis to the baged, but only when you wear the tzitzis. You don't make a bracha when riding mezuzah. You only make a bracha when affixing the mezuzah. Only the final stage. You don't make a bracha by baking matzah. Right, final stage. So he says that's the point. He says the Bnei Yisrael b'shas churban, they believed in part one Talmud Torah, lo manamas lasos. Therefore, they believed Talmud Torah was a hechsher mitzvasa, no bracha, because it's not the final stage. The final stage is the mitzvah. They didn't focus on the second aspect of Talmud Torah. They didn't focus on Liman HaTorah Lishma, like Rabbeinu Yonah says there, quoted in the Ran. And that was cause of Korban. Not appreciating the connection to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah, that contributed to the Korban. Because if it was Etzem HaMitzvah, you would make a bracha on it. And that's why they didn't make a bracha, and that's why it wasn't Chashiv in their eyes. This is one of the gorgeous Beis HaLevis that he puts together many different sources on Parsha Mishpatim, but it all starts with women being tourists from Talmud Torah, not so fast. They are pater from one aspect of Talmud Torah, but not the other. We continue now. Says the Gemara, really? Women are tourists from Tefillin? Hatevun. Right, about 8-6 lines up from the bottom. Sama Gimel base. Hari Micha Bashaul. Isa Lavesh's Tefillin. Didn't Michal Bas Shaul, right? David's wife, right? Didn't she wear Tefillin? Ashes Yonah, Haya Ola, Isa Ola Regel. Didn't the wife of Yonah be Ola Regel? So what does that show? So you might have said, well, what does that show anything? So they, even though they were pater, they did it. So this day of the Gemara, and there's a line like this in the Bavli too, on Daf Tzadivav, if women are pturas from the mitzvah, if they do it, that would be Bal Tosif. That's Rashi. Rashi and Irvin Tzadivav. It's quoted here by the Karban Eda. And therefore, the fact that they did it, it must be the Mechuyev. That's the Gemara's question. But I thought they were pater. Answer, Rabbi Chizki, B'shem Rabbi Yavo, Ishtol Shal Yonah Hushpa. No, the wife of Yonah went up, but she was turned back. You missed the end of the story. She wasn't, she didn't bring the karbanos. Michal Bashol, Michal Bachachamim, and the Michal Shal, the Chamim were not happy with. So again, the Gemara stays within that shita of women not being able to do it. Of course, we paskin that women are allowed to do, and sometimes even encouraged to do, mitzvah Aseh Shazban Grama. Machlokas, whether they make a bracha, Machlokas Bechaber and the Ramah, whether women can make a bracha on lulav, or if we're blowing shofar for a woman, not one of the three of Afhein Hayu, those they're obligated in, Neiros Chanukah and Megillah and Dalakosos, but the ones they're patur is from, right? How many mitzvahs are women patur from? Sometimes we think that, how many mitzvahs are women patur from? I don't know, 30. No, it's about 7, right? There are very few mitzvahs that say Zman Grama. There are a few mentioned in the Gemara. There are a few, like Talmud Torah is not Zman Grama, but women are patur. There's some mitzvahs that women patur is from for other reasons. But there are very few, right? Very few. Lulav Shofar Sukkah, the ones that have the Moadim, Matzah, they're obligated in. Shabbos, they're obligated in. Lo Shofar Sukkah, Kriyashma, Tzitzis Tefillin, right? A few of them, not too many. But we pass in that women can, except if there's counter pressure. That's what the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchas Tefillin, we're talking about Tefillin. The Ramah says women shouldn't wear Tefillin. Shouldn't wear Tefillin. Even though this is a Zman Grama, women should not wear Tefillin. Mochin Biyadam is the language of the Ramah. Why? Various reasons given. Some suggest because by Tefillin there's counter pressure. There's Gufnaki needed. Meaning men have a chiyuv to wear Tefillin. We used to wear Tefillin all day. But you know what? We need a clean body. We need a clean head. But ain't brera. We have to wear. So we knocked it down at least to when we daven shachris. Right? So that's the minimum amount. So, but we have to wear it. Ain't brera. But if you don't have a pressure to put yourself into that situation, then you shouldn't. And with this high standard of gufnaki and machshava nikiya, and therefore we say women shouldn't. There is a Targum Yonasa Menuziel, I think, that says maybe now because men have worn tefillin for so many thousands of years and not women, maybe it's become beged ish. And therefore, it would be beged ish for a woman to wear talis and tefillin. Either way, that's the post can say that women should not for other reasons as well. Okay, we continue. Havin bon meimar. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas, the Rabban and Rabbi Gamliel. Right? How many tefillin are you allowed to wear in? There's a bunch of tefillin outside. How many wear in? The Tanakhama says one at a time. Rabbi Gamliel says two at a time. What's that machlokas about? So, suggestion number one. Havin bon meimar. Al daitin drabbanon ein mechuvar. The Rabbanon who say you wear one in, ein mechuvar. Remember what mechuvar means? We had it yesterday. It's not, the exclusion of Shabbos and Yontif is not clear, which means there is a mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. According to the Rabbanon, there is a mitzvah. So if there is a mitzvah, the mir is not birur, there is a mitzvah, and therefore you wear one at a time because you're doing the mitzvah, and you can do the mitzvah. Al daitan Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Gamliel, mechuvar, the exclusion is clear, meaning according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's no mitzvah on Shabbos of tefillin, so the tefillin is just a masa, right? So you could wear two. So you could wear two. Even two of them are called a masa. So maybe that's the machlokas in our Mishnah about whether Shabbos is mat tefillin or not. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, different suggestion. No, maybe everybody agrees that Shabbos is mat tefillin. Midaraisa. The question is, how many spots are there on your head for tefillin? Shiru lomar. The Karban Eda explains that the Chacham estimated odd until, what's odd, from the hairline in the front of your head, or where the hairline used to be, on Makom Shegovo Sharosh Machzik, all the way back until the incline of the skull. Vakama Machzik Shayim. So maybe Rabbi Gamliel holds, everybody holds that it's Mount Tefillin. Tanakhama says, so wear one pair of Tefillin at a time. You get the mitzvah each time. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, there's space on your head to wear two Tefillins. One behind the other. It's clear that this is day is assuming one behind the other on your head. So the Gemara says, "Me'ata fil b'chol." So why don't we do that on a weekday? Why don't we got space for two tefillins on our head and on our arms? Why don't we wear two tefillins on a weekday? Amar Rav Chaga, Yibay Mesiv Yavu. Yeah, go for it. Right, if you want to, you can wear two. That is not our custom to wear two. Even those who wear, who have the minhag of wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, generally they are put on after. They're not put on at the same time. The Mishnah Brura, if I remember, and the other poskim scream out loud that even if one has the minhag of wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, remember, we paskin maker it didn't like Rashi. Maker it didn't like Rashi, Rashi tefillin. Right? The machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is about the order of the parshios in the tefillin. Maker then we paskin like Rashi. And therefore, we have to have Rashi tefillin on for, you know, what's required of the Lashon is Dalad Kadeshin and Kadushos. So sometimes some of the minhag of taking off the Rashi Tefillin earlier in the davening, putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But one has to make sure that one has Rashi Tefillin on for what's required and for the minimum of through the Kadeshim. So A, make sure to have Rashi Tefillin on properly. And number two, some posts can talk about if one takes them off during Chazaras HaShatz, you know, that's a problem of Chazaras HaShatz, right? So Chazaras HaShatz, right? We're not supposed to be doing anything else. Not only talking. We're not supposed to be learning. We're not supposed to be involved in any other mitzvahs during Chazaras HaShatz. So therefore, you know, if one wears Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, the best time to put it on is after davening. After davening, putting it on and, whatever the minhag is, saying Kriya Shema, with it. Okay. But generally, they're not on at the same time. I think there are those Yechidei Skula that might, but generally not. Amar Reb Zvika, Azbri Rav Hamnuna, a different measurement. An Malkam Shemochor Shalatina Grofeif, right? Until the spot where the skull of the child has a little soft spot. So back there, all the way on top, that's where the tefillin shel rosh spot goes up to. Remember, we had on yesterday's daf. You know, it's important to have the tefillin in the right spot, because that was the one of the hatterim of Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo used to wear tefillin at night, and they said, "How can we wear tefillin at night? You know, it's not time for tefillin." And he said, "No, he moved it out of the spot." And then moving out of the spot is like it's off. So that shows moving out of the spot is a problem. So we have to make sure that it's in. We don't have to be so crazy about every second of our davening checking, but you know, in the right spot, in the general right spot, that's important to do. Period. Relating to the soft spot of the baby, Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Idios, Al Tarnagol Shenisgal B'Yerushalayim Shalragas HaNefesh. We know, even though the Torah says only if an ox kills a person, the ox is put to death, it really applies to any animal. Any animal that kills a person, even a chicken. Even a chicken that pecks, that kills a person, he is killed. The animal is the chicken. She is killed. Ra, Roshel, Shaltino, Rofeif, Halach, V'Nikro. And how did the chicken peck and kill somebody? It must be that it got exactly that soft spot on the skull, and was able, Rahman al-Islan, to kill the child. And that's why, it was able to be killed. Period. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel says, two tefillins. You can wear two tefillins. The question is, does that mean you have to do two at a time, or you can do two at a time? Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Keni Masdi, So Bavada Deishtaim. You have to do two at a time. You have to do two at a time. Meaning he's being more machmir. The Tanakhama says you wear one. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you have to wear two at a time. Rabbi Yossi, Barbuna, Amar B'Shem Rav Acha, Vafilu Shnayim Shnayim. No, you can do two at a time. Right? Machlokas. So what's this about? What's this machlokas about? Whether one or two at a time. So we're going to flip the girsa. This is like Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa. Havi boy meimar, al daitun, de Rabbi Acha. We'll explain Rabbi Acha first. The reason for Rabbi Acha, who says, even two at a time. One or two, ein mechuvar. What is again ein mechuvar? The exclusion is not clear, and therefore Shabbos and Yontif might be you might have the mitzvah tefillin. So you can wear one at a time, right? That's Rabbi Acha's opinion. You can even wear two, but you can wear one too. Why? Because it's possibly the mitzvah tefillin today. So wear one at a time. There's no rush. There's no pressure. You're wearing tefillin one at a time. I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who says you have to wear two, you know why he says that? Mechuvar. It's clear the exclusion. Meaning it's for sure not Shabbat, there's no mitzvah today. There's no mitzvah today, and therefore tefillin is a masa, it's a burden. You have to minimize the amount of trips you're going to make. And that's why he says you have to wear two at a time. Because two at a time, it's a masa, it's a burden. So wear two, and that's still within the realm of normal to carry in. And you're not, faking it. And if you put three, no, you can't do three. That's like too much. That's like carrying on Shabbos. So Chachamim allowed you to put two on. So that's why Rav Yossi would say you have to wear two, because it's not the mitzvah, and therefore it's a burden. It's a burden on Shabbos. You're wearing it, you're not carrying it, which makes it better, but only two. But you have to do two to try to minimize the amounts of trips you're going to make wearing them in. Says the Gemara, but one second. If you're telling me it's a masa, and therefore you want to minimize the trips, so just carry them in. Via V&B Ado. Just carry them all in. Right? What are you even putting them on for? The Gemara says, no. It's still better to wear them. Mutav lahaviyam derech malbush velo derech masui. It's better to wear them because that at least is a wearing. It's wearing something is a less of a maisa hotsa'a than carrying. And therefore, it's still better to wear them, even though it's going to go slower. And why is it that he would tell you have to do two and not just one? Mutav lichos as a shavas pamachas lo shnei pamim. Right? Try to minimize the amount of trips that you're going to make, and therefore, he says you have to do two. Good. So the Gemara says, now, Tani, we have a brisa that says, Echad ish v'echad isha. A man or a woman could wear these tefillins in. So we're going to relate this back now to the machlokas. Again, we have a machlokas, Rav Acha and Rav Yossi. What did Rabbi Gamliel mean in the Mishnah? Rabbi Gamliel said two. Does that mean you have to do two, or you could even do two? That was a machlokas. Rav Acha said you could even do two. Rav Yossi says you have to do two. So now we're going to relate this brisa back to that machlokas. Haviban meimar. Haviban meimar always means the Talmidim and the yeshiva said, man demar mechuvar, who according to the one who said mechuvar. I mean, according to the one who said, it is clearly an exclusion. And Shabbos and Yontif are not zman tefillin. The nicha, then I understand why men and women would go together. Because it's not a mitzvah for anybody. It's not a mitzvah for anybody, and therefore they have the same rules. That's what the Tosefta says. That's what the brisa says, echad ish, echad isha. Man demar einu mechuvar, but according to the one who says, it's not a clear exclusion, meaning Shabbat be a time for the mitzvah, then lo yeh mechuv eretz ala ish, then fine. It's not clear that it's an exclusion for a man, and therefore the man has a mitzvah. But it's clearly an exclusion for a woman. So the reason to allow can't be because a mitzvah is being done. So it's a kasha on Rav Acha. What did Rav Acha say? Rav Acha said, you can even do two. You can do one if you want because it's a mitzvah. You can do two. But according to this brisa that says women can do it, but women and men aren't equal in this regard, right? Women don't have a mitzvah. So how could Rav Acha say that you can even do one because it's a mitzvah? Answer, Amar Abelazar, Mantana Isha, Rebbe Gamliel. Right, who is this brisa that says men and women will be equal here? Rebbe Gamliel, who didn't mind. Who didn't mind? Talking about his Eved, Eved Kanani. But Eved Kanani and Isha are the same regarding this halacha. The Tani Tevi, Eved, Rebbe Gamliel, Hayinosi Tfilim, Lomichu B'yad HaChachamim. Rebbe Chachamim weren't moche, because Rebbe Gamliel held that it's okay for someone who is putter to wear Tfilin. It's still, called a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Even though there is no chiyuv hamitzvah, and therefore that will be a good enough for Hilchos Shabbos as well. There is one line in some of the Rishonim, right? We know Eved Kanani and Isha have the same tour of mitzvah zaseh zman grama. They're both pater mitzvah zman grama. But we know there are numerous Rishonim in Tosfos that say women can make a bracha. Women can make a bracha on zman grama. But it could be that an Eved Kanani cannot. Because the patur of an Eved Kanani and the patur of an Isha might be different. The fact that an Eved Kanani is patur from mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs, is because an Eved Kanani does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. He's somewhere in the middle. Right? I mean, the Gemara is in Yavamis. He was a guy and went to the mikvah, l'shem Eved Kanani. So he's somewhere in the middle. That's why he can't make a bracha. A woman has a full Kedushas Yisrael with a patur, with a patur from certain mitzvahs. So therefore, she can make a bracha according to Ashkenazic Rishonim and the custom of the Ramah, because it's full Kedusha, there's just a Patur. So even though Lamaise comes out that a woman and an Eved Kanani are both Pater from Zman Gramas, they might be coming from opposite directions. Eved Kanani from below and an Isha from above. Okay, we skip the next three words. Who Eved, who Isha, so that's according to Gamliel, Eved and Isha would be the same, period. Let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, when are you allowed to carry in these tefillin? When they're old. Which means, you know they're tefillin, they have their straps on, they look like tefillin. But if they're new, they don't have their straps on yet, maybe they weren't checked yet, so then you can, because maybe they're amulets, right? And therefore you can't touch them. Aval b'chadashos, so our gersa here is mutter. Mutter here means mutter to leave them, right? Or the Mishnah's language was putter, right? It means the same way. It means the same way. Means same thing. It just means that you don't take them. You don't take them. Lama, why do you say that? Why is there a chilek? Yishanos bedukos, because the old ones are checked. You know exactly that they're tefillin. V'chadashos ain't bedukos. The new ones weren't checked, so you don't know if they were tefillin or not. Maybe the straps aren't put on properly, so therefore you leave them. Remind me to say the Adoros if we have time. Tani, tefillin zar labodkam. How often do you check tefillin? Tefillin zar labodkam achas l'shem asar chodesh divrei Rebbe. Once a year. Once a year to check the tefillin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Einon Tzrich L'Bdika, you don't have to check them at all. Meaning, once they were made Bekashrus, you don't have to check them at all. Hila Hazakin Omer, Eilu Miyavi Imahein. Hila said, these are from my grandfather, these tefillin. What does that mean? Right? So, some explain, it means, if they were checked every year, then they would still not be in the same shape. Right? Because every time you open it and close it, it's wear and tear. So the fact that he says these are for my grandfather, right, means that it must be that he holds that it doesn't have to be checked that often. Right, Tosfos and Menachos also discusses this, that it doesn't have to be checked that often. How often? Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Lamites, Sif Yud. Simen Lamites, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tfilin Shehuchsaku Bekashrus Einam Tzrichin Bedika La'olam. Right, tefillin that are becheskas kashrus. Again, some of the minhag every couple of years. Some check their tefillin, some get the tefillin, and some check the tefillin before they get married. There's a women hugging, but for sure not every year. For sure not every year, because that again, every time the tefillin's opened, it's wear and tear and possibility of hezek. So the Shulchan Aruch says tefillin shehuchsaku bekashrus einam tzrichin bedika la'olam v'meinam manichim ela l'prakim. But if you don't wear them that often, so they might have been in the closet for 2 years, and then you take them out, so then, Srichim Bedika Pamayim B'Shavua. Then you would need twice in seven, that's what it's twice in 7 years. The, Mishnah Brura does say, Einam Srichim Bedika, Shachazak Al Chavashin Mosi Dachazil Avashin Mesukan, La Olam. He says, Nachal Abodkam, every once in a while, if you know there was a reisa, they got wet or something, then for sure there'll be an issue. But it could be from the wear and the tear, you know, every bunch of years to check. Everybody should follow their family custom. Period. Matzah shlaim shloshet tzvatzim. What if you go out and you find a bunch of piles in the field? There are a number of piles of tefillin. And you're going to check. You have to check all of them to know if they're kosher. Right? So, boten zug echad mitzeves rishon v'chein b'shinim v'chein b'shlishi. So the Brisa says, the Zetta says, check one from the first pile and the second and the third. So pashtus, that means one pair from each pile. And if you do one pair from each pile three times, that and they're a kosher, that kashers all the bundles, all the piles. Yisla ben Elazar shal. What exactly does that mean? Echa chazaka l'kulam? Does it mean if you check one pair from each of three piles, then that works to solve and be machshir all 20 piles? O kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzma. Or no, each of them are made on their own pile, but you have to check from each pile. If you say it's one works for all the piles, then bodeg zug rishon mitzeves rishon. You check one from the first, and one from the second, and one from the third, and then all piles are bechazkas kashrus. But if you say each one needs bodeg shlosha zukas because of a seventh, then you have to check three from each one, and therefore it's much more tedious, and you can't rely. So that was a question exactly. About that chazaka, unclear what the brisa meant. Ubisakana. The Mishnah said if it's danger to wear tefillin, so then you just got to cover them up and leave them there. I mean, you can't wear them back in. So it's a time of danger. Shas that they say you can't wear tefillin. You k'machasim v'holichlo, cover them and hope for the best. Im haya onas geshamim. If it was a rainy season, you're worried about the rain coming down on the tefillin. So what do you do? Hari ze ma'atef ba'ar. You go home, you put on a leather coat, you go back to where the tefillin are, you take off the leather coat and put it on the tefillin. Umachasan, that's the pasha that most Rishonim understand this. There's a Rambam, the Chazon Yecheskel points out that the Rambam seems to have a different shot of this line about wrapping yourself with the Torah, but not for now. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Ba, had the Tamar, when do we say that this works, that you can go home and wrap yourself in this hide and then come back? Barach, if it's a knife, soft leather, so it's normal that you would wear this out besides putting it on the tefillin, aval bakasha, but if it's like a hard piece of leather, kamasuhu, that's a joke. What, you're going to go home and you're going to wear a piece of leather that's hard, that's not worn as a beged, so you can't do that. Bishahaya hamakom mandaron. And also, it's only where it's a, mandaron means like a slope, where it's in, there's an incline, the Sefer Torah is somewhere like semi-private, right? It's not in the middle of the street. Avaloya makom mandaron, if it wasn't in a mandaron, it wasn't in an inclined area, if it's in the middle of the street, lobada, you don't say this. You don't say what? That's unclear. Some say, you don't say that you should get a cover and put it on because it's just going to fall off and it's not going to help. Got to figure out another choice. Maybe just stand there, right? Or lobada, or maybe you have to do something even more extreme because by the time you get back, it's going to be ruined because it's in the middle of the street. So different pshatim about what lobada means. So this is issues of tefillin and the question, old and young, or old and new. Remember, the old and new have to do with partly about wrapping your tefillin, attaching the straps to the tefillin. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether you have to tie your tefillin every day. We don't. What does that mean? We tighten our tefillin every day, but the knots on our tefillin are put on by the sofer, and they stay there for years. The knot that connects the strap to the shel yad, and the shel rosh, and the knot in the back of our shel rosh, right in the back of our head. All of those knots are permanent. Right? And we just tighten the tefillin on our arm. That's really a machlokas. It's really a machlokas. We've shown him, Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Eliyahu says you have to tie them every day. Ukshartam lo sayadecha. No, tie the knots. Rabbi Nutam says, no, you don't. So this is the story that put the Seder Adoros, on the map. Why? The Seder Adoros, from the 1800s, he has an encyclopedia. He has an entry for every rabbi over the past 2,000 years. So on his entry for Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu, he quotes a legend. I would call it a legend. A legend that this machlokas, there was a machlokas one time going on in Shamayim, between Moshe Rabbeinu and the angels about this machlokas, Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed with Rabbi Eliyahu Miparis. And the story goes that Rabbeinu Tam stood up on the chair and started screaming at Moshe Rabbeinu. You're wrong. It's not true. The Torah that you gave us does not mean that. This whole story. I told Moshe Rabbeinu was Moda. You're right. You don't have to tie the knot every day. So they say that when he was going around for Askamis, he came to the Beis HaLevi or Reb Chaim, I don't know who, And Reb Chaim said, beautiful sefer, but that page is up and you got to take it out. Because you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe emes v'saraso emes. You cannot argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. So take out the page. He's like, fine, give me the askama, I'll take out the page. He got back and it was already printed. So he couldn't take out the page. So he wrote in the Hakdama to the Sefer, Reb Chaim on the bottom of the Haskama, you know, Reb Chaim gave me Haskama, but note that that page is Apikarsis. But anyway, that's the story. In the Sefer Doros that I have, it might be a different Sefer that's similar, but anyway, mine doesn't have that Ha'ara on the bottom. Okay, continuing, let's just try to read the next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. So Rabbi Shimon says, this is relating to the previous Mishnah, but as the Mefarshim point out from the Bavli, there's a line that should be inserted between the last Mishnah and this Mishnah. And that is, that the Tanakhama holds that if there's a danger that the tefillin might be robbed, so you carry it walking pachas pachas b'dalat amas. Right? You carry them in and just walk two steps and then stop. And walk two steps and then stop. So each act is going to be a derabanan. It's going to be less than dalat amas and rishus harabim. Rabbi Shimon says, rather than one person do it slowly, get more people involved. That's less of a zilzal on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now we go to our Mishnah. No, so lechaver, lechaver, lechavero, atu magid lechatzar chisona. No, every person you should have line up 100 people and then pass it from one to the other. So nobody's moving at all. Nobody's moving at all. So that's better than having one person go little by little. Also, if you have a baby and the baby has to get moved, so also better to use a lot of people not moving than one person moving slowly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it comes to a barrel of wine, even if the barrel ends up going outside of the tchum of the original owner, that's okay. Remember, we've said that the tchum is not only for a person, but all for the person's assets. But Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, you don't have to worry about it. You can even go outside the tchum. Amru lo, they say, no, it can't. Lo talagzu, yosim aragli ba'alea. No, you can't take it that further than the owner. Tchum is for assets. So what's that machlok is about? We'll have to see in the Gemara what this is talking about. Again, a little more about tillin, and then we'll get back to issues of tchum, and I will get to also, if you have other svarim issues, other issues coming up in this parak.